talking about three Taoiseachs being nominated within this government term. It's unprecedented. It hasn't been heard of before. And look, people know fine well that this is a party who came third in the general election, and they're talking about now appointing a Taoiseach that didn't even present themselves as leader of the party or anybody who would potentially be a Taoiseach in the future. Look, we need a general election, and I say to Fine Gael, I say to Fianna Fáil, I say to the Green Party, if they're listening, that if you actually believe in yourself, if you believe in your own record, then put it to the test. Let the people say, let the people decide who will be the next Taoiseach in the country, because I believe that they don't want just a change of Taoiseach. I believe that they want a change of government.
Would it be fair to say then that you think Fine Gael have made a lot of decisions over the last while, and you think this is one decision, the next Taoiseach, that shouldn't go to them?
This goes to the basic fundamentals of democracy. We're over 4 years since the general election, and the people should decide who the Taoiseach is. And the reason that this isn't about personalities or who's better or, you know, who has a better personality. This is about policy and about politics. We have a housing crisis because of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's policy in government. We have a health crisis where people are lying, as we speak, on hospital trolleys in our hospitals in the northwest because of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's policies. So what we don't need is just another rearranging of the deck chairs. What we need is the public to be able to cast judgment and go to the ballot box and say who they want to lead the next country, who they want to be the next Taoiseach. And it's over time, in my view. And given that the fact that the Taoiseach has thrown in the towel, saying that he's not up for the job, I think, in my view, and I think in the public's view, that they believe that the government isn't up for the job. It's not just the Taoiseach. The Taoiseach has realised that, but I think the rest of the government, the penny needs to drop with them as well.